Hi, and welcome to the Managerial Gutter Special Series, episode 29. Should we say that? It's probably four, but I'm losing track. I'm not well today, Neil Docking, James Sutton, John Gibbons. So I want maximum sympathy. But, you know, I've got off my sick bed to come and do the service.
Such
I've
a had hero.
Steroid injections, pain-killing injections.
Horse placenta for breakfast.
All the hits, Neil, all the hits. So it's not going to be the longest Managerial Gutter Special, episode 30, that you've ever heard, but it's going to be an incisive and informative one. We're going to start with this news that came through this week about Bournemouth's director of football, DOF for short, as you see on my agenda, Richard Hughes, who's been there a while. I think he played for them as well. He's announced he's standing down from Bournemouth, I think they've announced, at the end of the season. Sideways eyes emoji. Now, the plot thickens because he's a big mate of Michael Edwards. What do you make of this, Neil Docking?
Well, I love the way the gutter has evolved from analysing Nabil Fekir's injury history and like watching YouTube compilations of South American wingers to...
Talking about fellas.
Tapping to research sporting directors. I watched his YouTube compilation earlier, him sending some emails on the phone. Sat in the crowd.
Doing a bit of filing.
Yeah, exactly. But I've been reading up about him and I've decided, obviously, he's the best thing possible for Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah.
Based on what you've told me this morning. No, I do remember him as a player. He played for Portsmouth as well, won the FA Cup.
You genuinely remember
that? I do remember Richard Hughes, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Richard Hughes. Yeah,
he won the FA Cup. He was part of the 2008 team that won the FA Cup. You know, Kanu and co.
Oh, under Harry Redknapp. He was in that team, was he?
Yeah. And he's quite an interesting background because he... I did read this morning. I didn't know this. He was brought up in Italy. And began his career in Italy.
He's fluent, isn't he?
He's fluent in Italian, and he's been linked to Roma as well.
Yes, he has.
Which is an intriguing situation, because obviously that's a very different job to the Liverpool job.
Yeah, it's the Michael... I mean...
Michael Edwards' connection's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I guess also I thought... My initial thought was how much business we've conducted with Bournemouth over the years.
And mainly to their detriment.
They're going to make some money off Solanke, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're going to make every single penny they wasted on Brad Smith and co. They're going to make back on Dominic Solanke if they do sell him.
True.
So it's interesting. That's the story of a football, football director, sporting director, isn't it? That you know you can get them wrong and wrong, but if you get one right, then it makes all the difference.